Quantum Foam, Episode 6, Time Problem.
Quantum Foam.
Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
forces which govern the universe.
And we start this one again. Anal protrudence, okay? No, it's... my storage unit is much larger than that because you gotta make a big unit to carry all this information that I'm trying to convey to these people. It's not nearly full, but it is anal protrudence. So, here we are again. Another episode. You are having another psychotic episode, okay? This can only be 30 minutes long. You have to stop talking to yourself after that much time because then you really are crazy. Then you really are wrong. There's some garbage in there. There is some superfluous information in there. There is some ambiguous information in there. There is some meaningless information in there.
Ambiguous information.
There is some garbage in there. I'm spitting it out in the form of comedy for these assholes. I'm still explaining an idea because
ambiguous information.
I have to keep doing what I'm doing in order to keep doing what I'm doing.
Ambiguous information.
I'm doing what I'm doing.
Ambiguous information.
What I did was, this sound wave has information in it. It's an instruction set. It's a sauce. It's a possum. Awesome possum sauce.
Ambiguous information.
With headphones on. No, that would look cool, but it's just weird because it rhymes and it's a word. No. What it means is, I'm trying to do this experiment the whole time while doing the experiment and make sure that it's capable of working. It's able to work. It can be peer-reviewed. It can be checked. It can be checked by myself. Otherwise, why would I give these people this shit? And then you can't listen to all of it. I am listening to every millisecond of it. And I'm looking at the graphs of every millisecond down to 3 decimal places at a bit rate of 16 bits. Color is 16 bits, man. It ain't even color. It's just 1 and 2. It's just black and white. It's just a shape of a wave.
It's an H wave.
That's like just a spectrum. They already have those.
An H wave is this.
An H wave is me. I am the H wave that's going to be. I'm the H wave that made all that music and haven't even released it yet because these assholes, I don't know who to give it to and how much to charge them. It's all free, dude. Just sound. I'm charging you for this sound. This sound costs this much. This is what I'm doing.
Okay, Mr. H wave, and not that medical device either.
Okay, everybody knows who J.K. Rowling is. What is Harry Potter? I've never heard of it, dude. What is this big ass thing in all these books that this person wrote? I don't know. I'm not British.
That's where the proper English should be. Oxford.
I'm not British.
Hey now.
Is she British?
Your version is the reason I'm still here, so I guess you win.
Probably. Am I British? No. Is my DNA British? Some of it. Is my shit British? Some of it. No. It's rubbish, okay? It's a trash can. It's a rubbish can. It's a cookie. When I order my hookers, we call them cookie because I take a bite out of their butthole. No. Why do they call them a cookie? There's a reason. We don't understand the reason. They're hookers. It's illegal. You pay for sex. You can't say,
I'm paying $10. Now you have to sex.
You can't do that. Where can you do this? There's places where it's legal. There's places where it's illegal and you can still do it. There's places where people do it. There are places where people do not do it. Right now, I am not doing that, but I am talking about that.
Blimey.
The difference in words with English that did not transfer over to our colonial country in the Midwest in 2020. Why? I've never heard a person say that's rubbish around here, except for when they joke and when they say it. Not everybody says it. That's the difference. The rate at which that changed is the scope at which people have heard people saying these words still. It's made up. You don't. It's a metric that doesn't really matter, but you could look at it if you want to understand it. But most people don't give a shit, and I don't either. Neither do you.
What about this time problem stuff?
Moving right along. This is episode 6, and I'm not halfway done. But what if I was? What if people think, we're at the midpoint because it's at the beginning. So now, since 5, he's only going to do 10. What if I do that? What if I say doo-doo?
Rubbish.
What if I do that? What if this happens? What is happening? That one already happened. What's the label? You got to come up with a label. What is what?
How do we solve this space-time problem the right way?
Further readings. It's just a label, man. Further readings. feelings upon you listening to this and understanding this and writing this down and interpreting this and doing other things with this and giving the information to others. What is that? I'm writing this. Okay, so move along past that. In this one, we talk about the next topic. The next topic is time.
I knew it. I predicted the future. Now I personally believe that I am really here. This guy knows what he's doing. Fuck yes, bitches. Who can speak now, motherfuckers? Me. Bitches. Fuck yeah.
I don't have time for this. I just made that up.
Bitches.
I don't know what to call it.
Bitches.
I generally don't know what to call this stuff.
Bitches.
Until it's done.
Bitches.
That is the problem. I can't write a book by calling it Wells Fargo. What book is that? That ain't even a book. It's a bank. It's been a bank for like half the country's existence. They suck. They're on the West Coast. They don't get up at 6 a.m. Eastern time. They're Western. They're 3 hour late people. The sun really does set over there because on the other side, there's nuclear radiation. So we just ignore that. You can't actually go to that vacation because you can't get there. It's sinking, dude. It's a volcano. It could blow up at any point. What if you're there when it blows up? Now that's a hell of a fucking ride.
Hawaii is a nice place.
What a vacation, huh? Can I be on top of the building, tallest building in the world, protesting the aliens and saying, yeah, come get me. Oh, I'm the fad. I'm gay. I'm not gay. I'm transsexual. I don't have a penis. I don't have a vagina. I was born with a blank space though. I just pee out of my finger like an alien, like those movies. We say hi by kicking people in the nuts. It's like, where's your genitals? Let me kick that. Yeah, that's how much I'm saying hi to you. No, these things don't happen. They're just hypothetical bullshit that just came out of my mouth.
That crotch kicking thing is from some movie. You know it is.
So how do you make something fake that's real? A hypothesis. How do I hypothesis this until this thesis becomes a root word? What the fuck is a thesis? This is my thesis. I get a PhD for this. I already got it. My PhD was given to me then. I did my thesis on this. I put hours and days and years and lifetimes of work into this. Years and lifetimes. Only one person can do so much work. This is my work. I'm concatenating it into this. I'm putting it into this container.
Years and lifetimes.
In this amount of time. So what is time? I don't have time to tell you. What is the rate at which I can tell you this? What is a second?
Make sure they know you are joking.
In this space-time, we decided a second was 100.
You.
Jokester.
You. LMFAO. Remember from Men in Black, a standard galactic week is about 1 hour. Basically, no one likes to wait more than an hour. You wait an hour to eat, only if you are with like gay people and you talk beforehand. It's part of it.
That's wrong. When we decided in this
1 second is 1 second.
And that's wrong. In this space-time, we decided a second was 1,000 milliseconds. That didn't even tell you anything. I already told you what a second was in a different space-time by going like that for 1 second.
So the rate you get from that is whatever it means. I can do that too. Mr. Genius too. Matt Boy too.
That was not 1 second. So the difference between when I told you that and now is at the rate of which this was wrong and that was wrong. So that over that is this rate.
I like being correct.
Not that over zero. You don't do it that way. You do the denominator and the other way. You have to put the numerator and the denominator the other way because you can't be like, how is a rate 1.2? It's 120% of the world. It don't make sense. You do your math below one.
Neither does that Fibonacci stuff, but I'm sure you will cover that soon enough.
You do your math above one. Statistics is a growth rate. Negative this way, decay, and the other way, it's a growth. So, how do you grow and how do you decay? You spend this much time. I'm coming up with a container and the books one fucking word at a time. How do you do that? How does a human robot do this?
Computers.
All humans are robots. All humans are organic life forms. All humans are made of cells that are made of this stuff. It's a microcosm. How can you compare universes and cosms within universes? And how do you surf along the asymptotes of the line right in between the cosm splits?
An H-wave at the Planck length main.
The cosm splits.
The size difference splits. You can zoom all the way into the phone, and then you can zoom all the way back up to what we're about to see with infrared from James Webb Space Telescope in a year or two.
Go get your own $1 billion.
Well, let me tell you what these motherfuckers are paying me $1 billion for. It's imaginary. It's fake. You're worth this much money, but you don't believe it because you don't have that money. But what if you're a money maker? What if you can create money,
money maker
from
from trees.
Money maker.
What if you didn't even have to cut the trees down?
Money maker.
To get the money.
Money maker.
I have a money tree.
Money maker.
That's my brain. My money tree is my brain. I'm getting $1 per word. I don't know how many words there are. Let me digress back to the example that I started and I cut off and now you don't know what the hell. J.K. Rowling. I didn't finish that thought. She has written about 1 billion words. However many books, however many pages, however many things that somebody counted up, her publisher, everybody, whatever. It's around 1 billion.
Harry Potter status.
And she's worth about $1 billion. So,
we all know this man, and you're the man. What I'm saying is, we all know that she is rich and probably should be, because she is one of the best authors out there in the world today.
In this space-time.
Did she get $1 per word of what she wrote and the process she went to come up with this shit? What did she even come up with? She didn't come up with that, dude. She didn't write a book and get her name put on it for that.
The idea is to aspire to create new beginnings. She is an inspiration to humanity. As far as the human written word will go, physicists know what to do. So listen to those individuals. It is their job to make sure everything is stable.
Yeah, she did. Little bits and pieces of stuff that she didn't come up with doesn't matter because it's the world. It's us. The rest of the world came up with it. We're the ones who decided that, what is a tum? What's a tum, 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 tum?
Sounds like a tongue or language. Rubbish. But I know you mean T-U-M-S, the word that makes up that brand or whatever they call it these days.
You know what that is already. If you don't, you're not from the space-time. If you haven't heard that commercial, you're too young. If you haven't heard this commercial, the people who have not told you. If you have not heard this Tums idea, you don't know what the fuck, okay? It's a chewable tablet. You eat it. It tastes sort of like candy, but you don't eat it like candy because it's actually a mineral. I don't know what it is. It makes your stomach feel good. Calcium, magnesium. It's some of that. It's none of that. It's natural. It's synthetic, okay? More than likely, it's made and manufactured and synthesized by a human. So when does it become synthesized and not? I don't know. Let's get back to this. Am I going to write 1 billion words? So what if I just put the in there and copy the most common English word 1 billion times?
Practical, impractical jokers.
What if I just give you a printout of a book that I make look all good? Picture on the front and everything. I understand. And you're like, that's a cool book. You pick it up, you grab it. Oh man, this book's freaking sweet. I'm gonna read this. You pick it up, you look at it, and then you just set it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I read that book, man. Fucking awesome. I like this part. They make up something. They made up something. You know they lied. Because when you open the book, it's actually just a bunch of pages, front or back, made from trees, whatever, or made of digital shit. Doesn't matter. A digital page that just changes the pixels on the screen and goes to the next page and gives you a nice little graph. No, you don't need that nice little graph. You just need a PDF like I got. I got millions of them, man. Okay, what they did is they didn't read the book. They told you they read the book. They looked at the cover. It satisfied them. And when you open it up, when I open it up, and if they open it up, they just see, hey, this is fake. You just made a book with the's in it. Each word is the. We're not paying you for a copy of one word. You didn't come up with that word. We're paying you $1 billion for putting in all the effort that you did to create entertaining stories in the forms of these books. It wasn't entertaining. Not everybody read it. They only printed 1 billion copies. You don't print 1 billion copies of a book. You know, they actually say that there's this many prints of the Bible. There's this many prints of her book. There's this many prints of Lord of the Rings. Books that are just so popular that they make 5 movies out of them, or 7.5 or something. They make a lot of movies out of this shit. Some things are just too expensive and too just doesn't happen. Sometimes they just don't make movies out of stuff. What if you want to be able to make a movie, but you don't want to have to pay the actors to take videotapes, to take video recordings of them? You have to give them credit because you can't video record people without their permission, even though people do it all the time anyway. Just like me, I am not going to lie and say that a voice that I put on here is somebody. Stephen Hawking is no longer alive. I don't know him or his family or his estate or anything, but they may or may not want to ever know me. It's his voice, man. He already had an artificial voice due to his condition. He had enough money for people to treat him medically, and they advanced medical science just because of him. But what they advanced with him is he wanted to write a book. He did his thesis on time. Not really, though.
Time math, really.
Really, though, just time, just black hole Hawking radiation that we call Hawking radiation now. He has things named after him because he understands it and people believe him, but they don't believe you or me when I say it. They just think you're reading and regurgitating aimlessly and blankly the words that he came up with. I've read the words he came up with. I have
come
up with enough of the words that he has written to get the concept on what should be right and what shouldn't be right. What is right and wrong? What is correct and incorrect? What is accurate? He wrote a book in
1988, A Brief History of Time. That was my big first book, bitches.
We've kind of been over this. I've mentioned it a few times, but I didn't directly say it. It's about string theory and just what's the theory of the day. That was right around the time that they invented this. Was it the hot new shit? These fuckers are getting paid money to sit around a university and jack off all day and look at their ass and tits at the same time in a mirror. You can't do that. There's a mirror, I said. I expanded upon that from the Tourette's guy, okay? He was funny. I copy him. I have Tourette's. My Tourette's is me spitting this information out to you. I mostly got it under wraps, okay? I take my own medicine. I self-medicate. I pay a doctor to tell me more than he knows and then say, I think you should take a couple milligrams of this stuff because that's wrong.
What I do is focus on a particle. So then take this particle and imagine it as a type of hypothetical stage from which we are able to actively differentiate between a particular group's literary response. But we gotta splice this thing up, confusing.
And we've reached our midpoint, 15 minutes in, of episode 6.
Time problem.
Of quantum foam. Let's get back to it.
Movement of quantum foam.
Okay, we were talking about how we want people to try and follow along. Focus on a point, which is assumed to be a point particle occupying only one dimension, and then take that point as the current moving point, the quintessence, if you will, of the relevant topic we are discussing.
I'm only editing time out. If there's a blank space, then I edit it out because I'm trying to convey this information the fastest speed possible. If your brain cannot keep up with it, the fastest speed possible. If your brain cannot keep up with it, pause the recording for a minute. Pause your radio. Pause your stereo on Laga. Pause your dish. Don't make sense. Pause the tape. It ain't even a tape. It's a round thing that spins around that don't exist no more that's made of magnetic tape. It's not a tape. It's a recording. It's a digital recording of this.
No, a scribetisch is a table. That's translated from German to English. You know that is where English came from. There were several threads of histories which eventually evolved into the various English you hear today. Get it right.
I can make a matrix out of this entire recording, which is what I'm planning on doing. How do you make a matrix of sound?
You make the matrix, and then you pluck the sound in there.
No, I'm doing it the way I'm doing it for the way I'm doing it. I'm writing a billion word book, one word at a time.
And then you pluck the sound in there.
I don't care how many thes there are in there. I didn't plan on how many thes were in this. I just spoke the words. How much lag time is in these things? I'm developing a method. I generally turn everything into an experiment. I turn everything into a rate. I turn everything into a metric. I turn everything into a guess. People do not believe me. My friend does not think it is possible. My friend sort of believes me, but only what I do. My friend doesn't see what I do. He only hears what I say. If I showed him what I do, he may believe me. I'm showing him what I do by making this. He probably don't even have time to listen to this. He actually works for a living. He gets up and busts his fucking ass every fucking day.
You better get back on that game, homie dog. Time is a ticking.
So time. How do you tell your board of directors that you're doing your thesis on time? I'm doing it on time. They discovered the electron in this room. How does that make you feel? That's pretty empowering. What are you going to discover? What should you discover? What did you discover? I'm discovering this, and I'm sort of mimicking some stuff I heard from that movie.
Theory of Everything, with Stephen Hawking, myself. As a young man.
I have all those movies. I haven't seen all those movies. Just like you. You may or may not keep any movies. You may or may not have any movies. What if you've never seen one movie in your life? I still think you can get this concept. Life is a movie. People mimic life by writing movies and books. They mimic humanity by spending the time to imagine what it would be like if it was another way. Well, Stephen Hawking did what he did. He was wrong, dude. I'm right. He's wrong.
What the fuck?
I'm right. Einstein's wrong.
The fuck?
I'm right. Newton's wrong.
What the
fuck? I'm right. I'm wrong. That's how it is, man. We're all wrong, but we're right a little bit, but some more than others. They were all pretty fucking right. I'm trying to see how right I am.
I was about to say, I never know with you.
That's why I want to know if I'm righter or just right. You introduce a time aspect.
You're a writer. Relax.
I'm a human robot. I'm a human individual who is native to these lands, okay? I run around in the trees with scalpels. I jump out of trees that are 30 feet tall and land on my feet and not care. These have happened, okay? What's your long jump? Humans jump like 26. I jump close to that.
World record is like 29 feet by Mike Powell. You might get beat by a younger you.
Why? How? How can you jump that long? You're not a cheetah. How can you run that fast? You're not a cheetah. You beat every record in that school, this school, and that school.
You have alien technology or something?
I don't even have that. I just got physics on my side. I decided to study this. You're not a physicist, dude. You don't even know what it is. You didn't even make it up. How can you download a physible? You download the plans to put into a computer, to put into a printer, to print this item. This is already possible. Last I heard, some of these nice stereolithographic 3D printers can print like 14 materials. They fill up a tube. It fills with a fluid of shit, and a laser goes around and zaps it in a certain way with a certain thing. Pretty accurate, but
how accurate?
Pretty.
I would say accurate as a rate of a needlepoint. The difference between a needlepoint and the entire machine that's printing the item or the piece or the entire item that's finished pieced together, like the International Space Station. You can't just fly the whole thing up there. You gotta piece it apart, fly up a piece, and then put it together in space with suits on. Man, that's hard. Technical shit.
Technical shit.
They'll pull you out of there if your heart rate goes up, dude.
Technical shit.
If you're in space and you think that a rock's gonna actually go through your head, you better not be there, because that happens all the fucking time to stuff. But it can happen to a human if they're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, man. If somebody didn't do their job tracking this particle going
17,500 miles per hour
with this much kinetic energy around the Earth that's caused by the Chinese breaking up their satellites because they're retarded. Okay, you don't do this, man, because stuff like this happens in the future.
Weaponizing deployable contagions.
This is what I heard. There's a whole room of people in the U.S. government. They're tracking all these items. They work for NASA. It's
Johnson Space Center.
They track items in the sky so that if it's going to hit the International Space Station or any of these other satellites they got, that they move them out of the way real quick in enough time so that that piece of particle that you can't stop goes away. I hope they can clean this garbage up one day. But how do you catch a marble? You don't, man. You break it up and then it breaks up, and then now you have 100,000 particles going at this speed minus the math. You got to go the speed of the item and then take it and then slowly go back down to speed, back to our space-time speed, to our time. That particle going around in a circle, that marble going around that's lethal, that could kill people or ruin satellites or International Space Station parts, is photovoltaic cells, whatever. It's garbage. You got to stop it this way. It's rubbish created by the Chinese for that. But it wasn't their whole race that created it. It was the people who were in charge, who had the button to hit the rocket to send it out, just to prove that they can do this to other countries. We show most of our shit. They show most of their shit. We hide this. They hide that. It's okay. We hide this.
They hide that.
We hide this. Everybody will do this anyway. But why do we get and they don't? We don't. They get one too. And so do they. European countries have finally exited the European Union. It's called the Brexit. It's a British exit. So, back in the day, when we were self-righteous and we wanted to not let all these fucking idiots into our countries, we closed our borders. You come in here, we kill you. You leave, we kill you. They did that too with the wall. And it's like, they made a movie about that too. It's a true story. This motherfucker just loves a chick and he's trying to ride his bike through the wall. These soldiers don't know. They're like, you can't go, you're a spy. But this fucker's a grad student who's like, dude, I'm in college, man. I need to get all my papers, man. You're gonna ruin my fucking whole research by throwing it down because you're a stupid grunt soldier. You can't be that much of a grunt. You gotta have a brain too, otherwise you gotta know when or not to kill. Otherwise, if you just kill on accident, then they blame you, they kill you. So you gotta be a little bit smarter than a piece of shit, than a piece of rubbish. So don't do things like that, like they did to this guy. Who was that guy?
Dude, there are a lot of them, but I think you mean Archimedes.
Archimedes.
Bulat. And there was also like Giordano Bruno, burned at the stake in 1600 BCE, Antoine Lavoisier, that guy too, and also Hypatia, that was a female. She was killed by a mob. Why did people do this? Nuts. Nutshell.
Who was it? One of these famous guys who did a lot of astronomy. He wouldn't shut up when the soldiers came and they're like, so they killed him. You shut your fucking mouth. And then afterward, somebody probably was like, did you just fucking kill you? Do you know what you just did? You just screwed us. Now, oh man, we know what this guy knows. He didn't even tell us all he knows. We're never going to know what he knows now because you killed him. So don't do that. Don't kill people for any reason. We do not have the authority to do this. I am not authorized to stop doing what I'm doing right now. I'm right. You're wrong. Shut your mouth. Fuck you. I'm only this percent right, but I'm going to claim it as I'm right. The problem is I'm highest bidder guy. So highest bidder, who is it? I say $1 billion, but these words are not going to just be these words are going to be the words I say, and the way I say them puts in the correct formula so that we can quantum compute this. You have to compute the first qubit first, man. Who makes the first qubit that gets doubled and added together by a quantum computer?
You have to compute the first qubit first, man.
I don't even know how it works. Do you know how it works? It doesn't work in our space-time, man. That's why it doesn't work. They're just adding a bunch of ones and zeros, but yet they're doing this complicated math. How? We wrote the formulas. How did we know the formulas? We translated them. We're formula translators. But this person doesn't know that. That person doesn't know this, and I know this, and I'm doing this. So, it's an example of another time lag, because this idea is going to keep creeping back up episode after episode. If you don't understand it, refer to this. Time is the amount of time that you know what time is. How much time does it take? The time is the rate at which the time it takes. So you actually think you're going to program a whole universe, but it's the universe. You don't get to do that. You're an artificial life programmer. You can Avida, okay? You can artificial life stuff and then study group theory that way. Well, group theory is just group theory, but it's very complicated. How do we know that this group's going to do this and that group's going to do that? In a way, I'd say that Darwin helped figure out group theory by piecing together his books on the origin of species. I've read that book too. He was English. They didn't have to translate that and whatever. They translate stuff. Rene Descartes was French, dude. You can't translate French. The language of science is French. No, not anymore. If you don't understand how an antiparticle that got free of the single cyclotron just ran into another meaningless particle on the wall, then you don't know what they're talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. It's just particle acceleration, a big place, big circle, 17 miles, whatever, 1,000 people, whatever, 1,000 computers, the biggest computer in the world is there. Just because you need it. What is the biggest computer in the world? It's one computer that they call the computer that has this many network connection nodes for the purpose of studying science. Well, what I'm doing is every computer everywhere is my node. The whole world is my computer. So when the aliens get here and let us know that they're here already and stop pulling our strings, and they can't figure out this humanity thing. So who gets to be the one human who is a translator to these fuckers? C-3PO, human cyber relations. What are you doing with the protocol droid, dude? Let me buy that. 2,000 credits, 20,000 credits, $1 billion. Well, guess what? $1 billion is the rate I'm making these people understand the difference between parts per million and the difference between parts per billion in the air and the water you drink. This is why the chemtrails are a hoax. Sure, they may be dumping chlorine and other chemicals that will dampen the human's ability in the sky, but what they probably are doing is trying to control the weather, but they still suck at it. You can't harp, dude. If I beam radio waves in your head, what will it do to the cells? Well, based on heat and other stuff, probably kill you, but it may not. We might be able to make a frog float with electromagnetism and the frog will be still alive. Why can't we do this? Are we zapping the wrong cells? Are we nuking our females with their eggs that they're fertile and the eggs are in there? And when you do this with electromagnetic, you kill them. The best way to kill all humans is to sterilize all of them. No, it's not. The best way to kill all humans is to use the Death Star and hit the death button, and that is death. No, we'll only blow up one city just to show them. I don't know if it'll be like this, man. What if an alien race comes up and they park their moon here, and it's like, we don't like this, Nomar. We took everything we want from there. Let's kill it. That way we don't have to worry about it later, because we kill. No, we will kill you before you kill us. We already have. War of the Worlds.
George Orwell.
War of the Worlds is apocalyptic. Man, they did a radio show then when they were acting like World of Worlds and said, aliens are here, dude. What do we do? People were killing themselves because they're like, aliens are here, dude.
Oh my God.
Aliens are here, dude. Aliens are here, dude. People were killing themselves in the streets because of being scared. They did the same thing with the World Trade Centers. They didn't want to burn alive. They would rather fall to their deaths than burn alive. So would I, but still don't want to die. How come we couldn't get the response that we could get now? Because we weren't ready. But guess what? Now we have the response for that.
Aliens are here, dude.
We can shoot you down with a laser from space, okay? They think I'm crazy. I'm classified to be supervised to control this huge, one-of-a-kind, billion-dollar, it's probably not that much, probably 100 millions is the cost of this equipment. They let me operate this, but that's not a dangerous weapon, because I won't push the button that makes it turn on everybody. But what if I did? What if they gave us all that genetic information, and all of a sudden we had all the information, and every human can get turned? I hope I don't get turned. You hand me $1 billion and a bunch of other stuff, I may just turn, but I doubt it. Everybody says this, but what I would do is buy scientific equipment with it, so I honestly think that I'll never have enough money. I want my own next version of the James Webb Space Telescope. They haven't even set that one up yet.
Aliens are here, dude.
They've been doing Hubble for 30. It's already been 30. They put Hubble up right after or right.
That is pretty close to how the world actually works.
Then they conglomerate Satellite 95, put up ComNet, Skynet. One of them burned up, but they got 31. So they had 32. We're still running on these 31 satellites. 25 years later, we need more. They're starting to send more up. They're little cube boxes, CubeSats. You can't do this. You got to get authorization from your government to send stuff up. No, you don't. You send it up and you communicate with it and they find out what you're doing and they watch you and they don't care. Everybody watches everybody, okay? They notice everybody. If they see a human, they'll say, who is this human? I'm curious. I'm paid for nothing. Might as well spend my time doing nothing and checking out this human.
You most definitely need clearance for launch and re-entry. The Federal Aviation Administration is now dealing directly with the public for commercial aerial transport systems. Didn't you have some ideas for that at one point? Better apply for the permits.
No, an inch is like an inch. No. What's 6 inches? What's 12 inches? Okay, 12 inches is a foot. What's a foot? What's a furlong? What's a barrel? What's a furling? We didn't get to know much about them because they were like teddy bears or something, but...
Stargate.
It's just the unknown one that they never described because they can do that.
Pretty good, man. This time thing is a topic that we are going to return to every decimal of the show.
The unknown of what I'm not describing is my margin of error. But for now, this is all we got for...
Episode 6, Time Problem of Quantum Foam.
Quantum Foam.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.